about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about. Twinkies is going to be back on the shelves, as well as many of our other comfort food, which I'm supposed to tell you not to eat because I'm a family doctor and we're worried about the obesity crisis. But mind you, I get the idea of comfort food. So Twinkies back on the shelves started July 15th. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a possible new insulin drug that may actually be the next generation in terms of treating diabetes. Pretty cool stuff. We also have an app that lets you play with your pets even when you're not at home, like with a little laser pointer. It's pretty cool. You can play with your pets. Then it looks like airlines are starting to rank even lower than post offices for customer satisfaction, according to Mail Online. The U.S. Postal Service actually scored higher than the airline industry. Then we have a woman who couldn't afford to bury her husband, so she buried him in the backyard. We'll talk about funeral expenses and a possible migraine cure. We got a lot to talk about on today's show, but we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of an interesting case. There was a woman in New York that sued for $23 million after her plastic surgeon posted pictures of her nose job to promote the clinic. Now, you know how many plastic surgeons show before and after? All right, it's assumed that they get permission to post those pictures. Well, apparently a New York woman is upset because she had no idea they were going to be posted. Catherine Manzioni, 24 years old, is suing for $23 million after pictures of a rhinoplasty was put on the doctor's website without her permission. This was filed June 16th in Manhattan Supreme Court. Apparently, the Queens woman said she did not get permission to use the pre- and post-op photos on Dr. Grigory Mashkovic's website when she had surgery in the office, but 3 years later, she found the pictures online. She said she had the surgery to improve her appearance, self-esteem, and confidence, but some of her confidence was shattered when she saw that the shots were now out there in public. All right, the lawsuit alleges Manzioni is greatly distressed and humiliated because of the picture's publication. She said her reputation is also injured because she has been exposed to public ridicule and contempt. The lawsuit named the doctor and his practice, as well as the NSE Media, which holds the doctor's website. And they claim that the reason why they posted the pictures is to entice the public at large to purchase these services, according to the lawsuit. All right, now, many of us have had pictures taken at the doctor's office, okay, and we always get nervous about those pictures. The doctors need those pictures for liability. They need those pictures to protect themselves. But many of us are scared to death that those pictures could get out. And we hope to high heaven that the doctors would keep those pictures in a very secure place, and that nobody would copy them, etc. And it is the doctor's responsibility. But so is the doctor maintaining medical records. Many of us would be absolutely embarrassed to think that our medical records could be out there in the open for everybody to see. So, it's interesting. I love Pawn Stars. And I guess somebody had a file of Elvis's medical records. Now, from what I understand, I don't think there was anything too private in them. Like there was a chest x-ray, etc. And many of us still would not want anything like that exposed. As a doctor, I would really like to see them because, you know, it would just be cool to see, you know, did he have high blood pressure? Did he have high cholesterol? You know, just those are kind of be nice to see and whatever. But, he does, even pass away. I mean, he does deserve privacy with his records. He does. We all do. We all deserve privacy with our records. But a big problem many people have, and a lot of my listeners have, is the doctor is taking a picture of them. If the CIA can get hacked, right? And the Senate could get hacked, and doctor's offices then could get hacked. What do I do about those pictures? How do I get those pictures back? I don't know how to answer that, okay? If a doctor needs to do what he needs to do by taking pictures, all right? Even in surgery, you have pictures taken. When I had the tumor of my ovary taken out, there are pictures of my ovary. There are. And I'm glad. I liked being able to look at them. Okay, you know, pictures need to be taken in the medical community, but they will not go away. So you need to realize that even if you don't give permission, somebody could mess up somewhere and those pictures get posted online. And it's a shame. You know, she does have a lawsuit. Now, I'm looking at some of these pictures on, it doesn't look like the name is next to the patient. You know, one thing the doctor could maybe do is like black out the eyes, black out so there's some sort of, privacy but the problem is then people can't get the feel, get the idea of what the face looks like, so to speak. That's a tough one. You know, that's why for me, I'm really open about anything I've done. Because I'm just afraid one of these days something's going to come out, and I don't want people to go, so Dahlia did have a little nip tuck. I haven't used Botox yet, but I will. All right? I mean, I will, and I'll tell you guys when I use it. All right? Because I don't need word getting out going, oh, Dahlia got Botox. Who cares? So what? So I need to enhance the way I look. Hell yeah. I mean, I'm aging. I mean, you know, the American public isn't stupid. Okay? When you see somebody walking around with the most perfect nose and the most perfect chin, and you look at them going, gosh, you defy age with the way you look, all right? You know, and the person's middle-aged and shouldn't look like that, most of us assume there's something done. In fact, I haven't used Botox or anything yet, knock on wood, and so part of me is open about that so people think I haven't used it. You know, but I just assume, you know, like I guess didn't Meg Ryan have her lips done? I don't know, but her lips are really puffy. Maybe those are her natural lips. I don't know. But I think we all assume something is done until proven otherwise. Meg Ryan's a beautiful woman. I don't think she needs it. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know, I got to work on my singing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I know it's off key. It just that's not really a song, though. You know, you're just trying to hit a couple notes that an instrument can do that your voice couldn't. Okay, cut me some slack, Jack. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So after the bankruptcy and the strike, Hostess Brands is going to be owned, obviously, by Metropolis and Company and Apollo. And they are going to bring back Twinkies and Hostess Yummies back on the shelves. Now, one of the reasons why I'm so fascinated with Twinkies is I've never really been a big Twinkie fan. Okay? I've liked those types of products whenever I got dumped, prepping for the SATs, prepping for the boards, PMSing. I've loved to be able to grab a Ding Dong or a Ho Ho or a Susie Q or I don't know all of the Hostess brands. But you look at the box makes you smile. You see the cream in there. I don't understand why they don't have chocolate covered Twinkies. Don't they? A chocolate covered Twinkie to me would be the perfect dessert. But we use it as comfort food. And I have to credit I know we give this kind of food a bad rap, you know, because of our obesity campaign. But I could honestly say having that type of comfort food, just know it's out there, kept me from needing to take no-dos in college to stay awake. If it was 2 a.m. and I was studying, I would grab a Hostess Yummy. And that would keep me awake. Yes, that's not the proper thing to do, but I didn't turn to soda. I didn't turn to caffeine. I didn't turn to alcohol when I got dumped. I turned to the Twinkie or the Ho-Ho. And so I think there definitely was a benefit having those out there. And seeing that company fall after the unions and the industry heads couldn't come to agreement was horrible. And they went and filed bankruptcy. And you know, remember, Twinkies dated back before World War II. I guess they were originally made with banana because sugar was being rationed. So a Twinkie was banana filled. Then after World War II, they were able to do it with the cream. So a lot of history with that company. Hostess is expecting a blockbuster return next month, July 15th, with their cupcakes, their donuts. They said, don't worry, they are going to taste the same. They're not going to screw around with the original taste. And I know some of you are like, I still don't understand why Dr. Dolly is talking about junk food. Because I think knowing it's out there, sometimes, I mean, it could take the place of an antidepressant. Okay, I think there is a place for comfort food as long as you guys work it off the next day or you make sure you cut off your carbs. I have no problem with you guys wanting a little treat. I really don't. As long as you're eating your fish, your vegetables, you're exercising, and you're keeping your weight down, why not? I don't need the government banning Twinkies or banning sweets or soda out there. All right? If we're smart enough to know how to handle our calories, it could be out there. I mean, my gosh, Twinkies have been around since the 40s. The government didn't have to step in the 40s, you know, to limit obesity. Coca-Cola's been around many more decades before Twinkies. All right, but only now because people are obese, well, then we need to work on education. I don't think we need to ban the food. All right, now I guess they are going to call it the sweetest comeback in history ever. They had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization back in 2012. Workers blamed the troubles on years of mismanagement as well as failure of executives to invest in brands to keep up with changing tastes. The company said it was weighted down by higher pension and medical costs than its competitors whose employees were not unionized. I mean, it's true. I mean, if a company goes down because they don't change with the times, we've seen that all along. But then on the flip side, if you have a brand that works, you stick with it. I mean, one of the things Coca-Cola did wrong back in the 80s is they tried to come up with a new type of, remember there was a new type of Coca-Cola, so they had to go back to Coca-Cola Classic. Okay, that was kind of a screw up, right? And then the sodas switching to high fructose corn syrup. You know, now there's a market for the throwback, Pepsi throwback or flashback or Pepsi. It's the one that takes you back to the regular sugar cane sugar that's in the soda. You know, sometimes you don't want to mess with something that has worked for all these decades. I don't think you have to make your drink super, super syrupy. Now, 15,000 unionized workers lost their jobs when Hostess closed, and many of us people screamed, no. Now, I don't know what they're going to do that's new. Somebody says there's going to be some crunchy type Twinkies. They may play around with flavors. Like I said, a chocolate-coated Twinkie may actually do pretty well in this market. But again, that being said, you got to watch your calories. You got to exercise. You got to eat healthy. You can't have a Twinkie as a meal. But it just kind of makes those of us happy to see a company that's been putting smiles on our faces all these years can still be out there. And the other thing too is, you know, like Walmart would sell, you know, each box for $2.50. All right. You know, they kept their prices down compared to other junk food snacks. They, you know, so I don't believe that they were just trying to screw the consumer. I think there was an issue where they just couldn't handle Obamacare. They couldn't handle the pensions with unionized workers. They just couldn't do it anymore. I don't think the new company is unionized. I don't think so. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sanofi, their experimental diabetes drug U300, has helped control sugar levels with fewer patients experiencing dangerously low blood sugar levels. All right? Even more so than Lantus. Now, they say this U300 is potentially a next-generation insulin that improves on the drug maker's already top-selling Lantus. What was so phenomenal about Lantus is it was an injection that would cover your sugar long-term. And it rather than you going through the three or four shots throughout the day, a once-a-day shot was starting to maintain a lot of our diabetics. It's phenomenal. Now, this new U300, they claim, is going to be a better tool than Lantus, all right? And I guess it's supposed to have a great safety profile, et cetera, and prevent that nighttime sugar drop hypoglycemia that many people experience with current insulin preparations. So now that we have more people that are obese, sedentary lifestyles, et cetera, baby boomers, we're seeing more diabetes. And as we see more diabetes, the market is going to need more of these medications. So good job, Sanofi. I'd like to see where this goes. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is very interesting. They say the nation's largest pension fund and health insurer, WellPoint, has cut medical costs 19% by capping the price of some surgeries. So payers are going to, as you can see, start to cap the amount of money hospitals are going to get with surgery. Now, I don't see how this is that groundbreaking, because already the insurance companies pay me whatever the heck they want. It doesn't matter what I ask. They just pay me a low amount, and I just have to live with it. But they say the California Public Employees Retirement System saved $5.5 million under a pilot project it started with WellPoint back in 2011. Retirees proved at least as healthy as those who didn't opt for the lower cost procedures. Now, hospitals have been kind of come under scrutiny because no two hospitals seem to match with the price of what they charge. And the government is trying to increase the number of insured Americans under Obamacare. Cost capping steers consumers away from high priced providers that don't produce better outcomes. And so these types of insurance companies that are price capped. Now, some of you had asked me, wait a second, isn't this against Obamacare? You can't have caps. Those caps are insurance caps in terms of the millions of dollars spent. That it has nothing to do with protecting the hospital or doctors from capping what they pay out. You see what I mean? Yeah. So the insurance caps is, let's say, God forbid, you need a transplant, and then that transplant affects another organ, so you need another organ transplant. The insurance can't just cap out saying you're at the million. That's what Obamacare protects people from. But an insurance company saying this is all we're going to pay, and that's it. They've been already doing this whole time. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Listen up, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits, all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y POTTYstore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This portion of the show is sponsored by Squatty Potty. Big thanks to Squatty Potty for helping many millions of Americans poop better by it attaching or connecting to your toilet and you being able to reorganize or redirect the way things need to flow. And it works. I tell you, it works. I love my Squatty Potty. Got the Dr. Dye Alaskan Cruise coming up. I wish I could take my Squatty Potty with me. I love it. All right. So check out SquattyPotty.com. So remember that gentleman from Las Vegas who had that very heavy, swollen, it's like a 200-pound testicle, right? Wesley Warren Jr., 48 years old, had carried his swollen scrotum around for 5 years until four surgeons spent 13 hours removing it back in April. He had to wear a hooded top on his legs instead of trousers to accommodate his testicles. He could not go to work, had trouble walking, unfortunately, because the testicle was so huge, the penis was kind of buried deep within his groin. So he couldn't go to a toilet. He would urinate on himself. It was really difficult. But from what we understand, it's been now, I think it was, it's been over a year. Oh, no. No. I think this was just done a few months ago. Okay. And he says he hopes he can now find a relationship. There was some rumors out there that he was actually unhappy with the surgery because he thought that his penis was smaller than it should have been. But from what we understand, all they did was work on the testicle. At the time, he could only sit on a milk crate between his legs. His scrotum would swell up. I mean, it was horrible. He would squash his testicles. He was always in pain. His diagnosis was scrotal lymphedema, where it was a severe buildup of fluid. It's an extremely rare condition, but you do see it more in Africa, Southeast Asia. Parasites usually cause this. And I believe there's actually going to be a television show on. He raised about $2,000 when his story was first told. Social Security, though, I guess, stopped his benefits when he was starting to raise money in online donations. California consultant Dr. Joel Gelman offered to perform the procedure free of charge as long as Nevada Medicaid system covered the cost of using the hospital. And from what I understand, he's done amazingly well. It blows my mind. So I think there's going to be a documentary. Today, is it? Yeah. It's called Body Shock maybe NBC. I'm not sure what channel. I apologize. So we'll keep you posted with that. But good. I'm glad he's doing well. You know, I live in Las Vegas, and, you know, we've been, you know, watching this for a while, and it was it's very difficult to go through, and he was lucky to find somebody who would do the surgery for free. The George Zimmerman murder trial has begun. From what I understand, certain words were used, to describe George Zimmerman's discourse with some F-bombs, etc. The prosecution says Trayvon Martin didn't kill, or George Zimmerman didn't kill Trayvon Martin because he had to. It's because he wanted to. All right, Zimmerman's lawyer told the case it was a sad case, but there are no monsters here. The jury heard several tapes, including Zimmerman's initial call to police, as well as 911 calls made by people who heard a fight outside with someone in the background screaming for help. Trayvon Martin's mother abruptly left the courtroom when the tape of the screams was played in court. All right. Apparently, the case, which hoped to have not been as racially charged as it ended up being throughout all the weeks in the media, started with, the prosecutor opening the trial with these words that they claim George Zimmerman said on the call, or that were, I guess, recorded on the 911 call, with cuss words and calling them punks, but, you know, some cuss words with them. And they say those were the words in the defendant's head just moments before he pressed the pistol, according to the prosecutor. The jury is a jury of six women. George Zimmerman is 29 years old, is on trial for the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, who was unarmed, 17 years old at the time, within their gated community. So it's going to be, it's a sad case either way. It's going to be interesting to see what the testimony is. You know, was George Zimmerman, you know, decided to take matters into his own hands? He had a gun. Was he gun happy, wanted to use it? Or did he get out, get involved in a scuffle that he didn't feel he could get out of, and then use the gun to protect himself? And where the jury is going to have to decide is the person who starts the fight the one that's then guilty all along? Or is there enough proof that the person screaming in the tape, even though they're not going to be using audio experts, was Trayvon Martin, and there was an unarmed kid being beaten and then shot with no rhyme or reason? So that's basically where this trial is, you know, and we've talked about this trial before. So as we get, as updates unfold, we will keep you posted. But it's, I don't know how families could sit through the trial. I understand they need to. I mean, this is a second-degree murder charge that George Zimmerman has to defend himself against. And so it's going to get pretty ugly in terms of what the defense can bring up. Already, though, the courts are not allowing the defense to bring up certain evidence that Trayvon Martin had a gun, not at the time. Trayvon Martin had issues with school, prior violent issues, as well as marijuana smoking and use of marijuana. The court said can't use that. So it'll be interesting to see what, you know, what the defense is able to do. But either way, it's a sad case, and we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another sad case is we got a woman here who had to bury her husband in the backyard, and she told police it's because she couldn't afford the cost of a funeral. Police had arrived at Yvonne Wynn's house to do a welfare check on Thomas Wynn when Yvonne Wynn said that he had died of natural causes back in May, and she buried him. Now, neighbors are helping Yvonne Wynn by raising money so she can have an official burial for her husband. Crazy stuff. She buried her husband behind the porch in their backyard in San Bernardino. Yvonne Wynn of Apple Valley had dug a 4 to 5 foot hole in the yard of the couple's home, buried her husband after he died late in May. Neighbors who heard of her plight have been raising money to help her pay for proper burial. You know, it's interesting, though. Okay, they say authorities showed up to the home to do a welfare check on Thomas. All right? The body had been wrapped in 2 garbage bags when officials dug it out of the hole in the backyard. According to the neighbors, the police spent 3 hours digging in the backyard of the Wynns before exhuming the body. She was, of course, visibly upset. She appeared frantic, frustrated, etc. So I know some people are like, well, wait a second, was she collecting the welfare checks? Okay, how, again, did her husband die? I mean, I could see her telling the truth on this. I could see that. Okay? I would think if, God forbid, somebody died, you immediately call 911 and call the authorities. They will pick up the body, then they will take the body to the morgue, and then you decide where to bury. Period. That's how it goes. All right? And then, but if somebody says, no, I want to bring the body back to my house so we could do a proper burial, they'll say no. So I could see why she kept the death away from somebody who, from the authorities. The only thing is if she was collecting benefits too, this woman could be in a heck of a lot of trouble. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so a possible cure for migraines, because researchers have found a clue in our DNA. And 1 in 7 of us suffer from migraines. I suffer from migraines. It is horrible. But in the largest study ever, researchers have identified 5 more sections of our DNA associated with their onset. They've also confirmed the importance of 7 or more of these genetic regions, which have previously been linked to migraines. They say most of them contain genes responsible for controlling the brain circuitry or maintaining healthy brain tissue, while some are also linked to healthy circulation and cardiovascular disease. Scientists say the research, which looked at more than 100,000 genetic samples, can give us kind of an understanding of what triggers migraines. I hope to high heaven, because I can't stand having migraines. Now, we don't know why a lot of these migraine medicines work. Now, many of us take medications with caffeine. Yet, if you just take caffeine, it doesn't make the headache go away. But if you take caffeine mixed in with Bupivacaine or acetaminophen or aspirin or something, that seems to work. We don't know why. It's not just the caffeine. I've tried to drink caffeinated coffee or soda. When I have a headache, it doesn't work. Yet I take Excedrin migraine, it works. Why? Because it could be the combination of the medication. Now, the triptans. These triptan medications, we don't know why these triptans work for migraine, but they do. And, you know, we think what happens is you have vasodilation of the blood vessels. Some of these medications cause vasoconstriction, so constricting the blood vessels, and that helps stop the headache, which is why we have to watch using any of these medications very carefully, and those of you that have high blood pressure. But, again, we still haven't figured it out. Lisa Kudrow from Friends, right, the blonde one, Phoebe, her dad, I think in San Diego, years ago, was working on a nasal lidocaine or a nasal Stadol or some sort of nasal pain reliever spray for migraines. I think it was a nasal lidocaine years ago, talking almost 20 years ago, but I don't know whatever came of that. But I mean, we have for years been trying to figure it out. So if they could figure out, you know, the genetic reasoning behind it, then maybe they could come up with a sort of plan. And honestly, I'm getting a migraine just thinking of migraines. So they need to come up with a plan fast. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another group that needs to get their act together pretty quickly are your airlines. All right, airlines have ranked even lower than post offices in customer satisfaction. Now, the funny thing is I've always liked our postal workers. Anyone that's delivered the mail, I always try to get to know them. I try to say hi. I've always liked them. I do understand that things do happen in the mail. I probably get my power bill maybe 6 times a year as opposed to 12. All right, so I know there's been some issues. But my particular postal service workers are pretty damn cool. You know how some of you guys, we have this too, where you have your regular mailboxes to get your mail, and then if there's a package, you get a key to then open up the big mailbox for the packages. Well, one time, we opened up our mail, there was nothing there. Now, we always get tons of mail every day. And my guess was that, and I think this was on a Saturday, my guess was that the postal worker threw all the mail into the big area, right, threw the key in it, and so we couldn't get the mail out of the big area. Nothing was left in our mailbox. So I called the post office and thought it was crazy, like, you just didn't get mail today. I go, you don't understand. The reason why we staff on the weekend is to process the mail. We have no mail. So at the end of the day, somebody was able to come out, open it up, and you saw all the mail there. And then the postal worker was really nice. They left like a little, I'm sorry. Not a big deal. We lost a day. But I mean, so you get cases like that. But I will still, in defense of the Postal Service, say I still get better treatment from the Postal Service than I have on some of these flights. I can't tell you how rude some of these flight attendants are. Now, mind you, I have traveled Alaskan Airlines, phenomenal. Hawaiian Airlines, phenomenal. But there's a couple airlines out there, I don't want to name names, where they almost yell at you. And when you're spending $400 or $500 a seat for coach with no food, I mean, if you go to Outback and spend $40 on your meal, you get treated nicer than a $500 seat on a coach seat on an airplane. All right? But I just think they're going about it wrong. I understand airlines are in a huge bind. I get that. Now, JetBlue and Southwest Airlines did score higher than United. United scored only 62%. From what I'm hearing from some of my United patients, they dropped the pension, they dropped retirement. So a lot of our United Airlines flight attendants are pretty grumpy. And having been promised pension and retirement and then getting it ripped away, No wonder they're grumpy. And that's what I've been seeing with some of my patients. And so taxicabs. Taxicabs, I guess, get 3,000 complaints every year for 100,000 passengers. Yet a spokesperson for Airlines for America says airlines only receive 1.18 complaints for every 100,000 passengers. Now, I'm not a complainer. I complain on air, but I'm not the type of person that will go and write a letter and start complaining. I mean, I remember paying for a ticket, paying for the upgraded seat, not first class because I couldn't afford it, but you could get an upgraded seat with a couple more inches of room, and my TV didn't work. So that sucks. So basically, I paid for a seat where the TV didn't work. I didn't complain. Yeah, I probably could have gotten something out of it or whatnot, but usually you're so busy going to the travel that you have to and coming back that you don't have time when you come back from your travel to start writing notes, etc. But taking a cab somewhere, it's very easy for you to get on the phone and complain to the cab company. So I think airlines are at risk of having a lot more issues customer service-wise. I don't know. I feel bad for the flight attendants because they can only do so much. It's not their fault. You're paying $500 for that ticket and not getting food, you know. But I sure love it when, you know, they at least understand that we're really getting the short end of the stick on that one. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Ukrainian developer has taken the concept of us being able to talk and play with our animals when we're out of the house and has come up with something called Pet Cube. Pet Cube has a camera. It has a microphone. It has a speaker and a movable laser pointer. Now, you could actually control it so you could set up, so you could see what's going on with your, now I don't think these are out on sale. I think there's only a prototype right now. But then you can keep an eye on your dogs, cats, etc. You could talk to them. I'm going to be going on the Alaska cruise, the radio show cruise that we're doing next week, or yeah, this week into next week. And I'm really going to miss the animals. Problem is I don't want to talk to them because if they can't see me and I can't hold them, I think that'll just freak them out because the cats need hugs and kisses, the cats and dogs, right? They need you to kind of scruff them right there under the chin. And then you give them little kisses on the top of their head. Oh, I'm going to miss my animals. But what if they want to play? What if they're sitting there sad? Yeah, getting them all tired because you're playing with the laser pointer and playing with the animal. I think that is pretty cool. I see a huge market for this, and it puts a smile on your face. Now, what you got to be careful for is the pet then going up to that webcam and then knocking it over because then you're screwed because you want to be able to see what your babies are doing. But it's really cool nonetheless. I love it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's like a 160-degree wide-angle camera. It's about a 720-pixel video, I guess. I don't know. Cool stuff. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe out there. God bless. Talk to you soon.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.